السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الخلق أجمعين وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سار على هديه واستنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين. Dear brothers and sisters, we continue the course of أحكام التجويد برواية حفص عن عاصم من طريق الشاطبية. And today is lecture number 8. And we are going to talk about Ash-Shidda and Ar-Rakhawa. And who can remind us with what we have studied last class? What did we do last class? Yes, Faisal. We haven't got class last week. No, I'm not saying last week. I'm saying last class. Yes. That's exactly right. And we call it whisper or al-hams. Okay. So what is al-hams? Yes, the whisper. Who can give us the definition of al-hams or whisper? What is al-hams? So we are talking about the qualities of the ladders. When we say the ladder has hams, what does that mean? The breeze continue when we pronounce the ladder. Okay, so we said that the ulama or the scholars were very accurate in noticing all those letters and distinguish between them in order, like they put ruling in order to know why exactly the letters have different sound. So first of all, they classify the letters according to the articulation point. And that is one reason behind the different voice and sound of each letter. And the other thing is the qualities of the letters. So they notice that some letters, when you pronounce the letters, there is breathe, continue. And some letters, there is no breathe. So if you put your hand in front of your mouth while pronouncing some of the letters, you notice the air, the blowing the air out of your mouth. And some letters, they don't have this quality. Okay, so what are the letters of hams? حثه شخص فسكت. So we combine those letters in three words in order to make it easy. حثه شخص فسكت. So they are ha, fa, ha, sheen, kha, sod, fa, seen, kaf, ta. So when we say is, we notice that there is blowing of air. When we say ish, if, eh, all those letters, we notice the blowing of air when we pronouncing it. But on the other hand, when we say for example il, in, we don't notice that there is air blowing from our mouth. Okay, so we said some of the letters have hams and the other have what we call the other sifa, al-hams wa al-jahr. Against it, al-jahr. So the letters of jahr doesn't have breathe out of your mouth. Now we are talking about different quality, but this relates not to the breath out of your mouth, but it relates to the sound. Everybody paying attention to that? Okay. Everybody ready to listen? So today our class is about the continuous of the sound and the stoppage of the sound. It has nothing to do with the breath out of your mouth. It relates to the sound. So the ulama notice that some of the letters, the sound is continuous while you're pronouncing it. And the other letters, the sound is stopped. The sound is present. So they divided the letters in groups according to the continuous of the sound. Some of the letters, the sound is continuous, and some of the letters, the sound stopped. And indeed, they did not divide the letters only to letters with continuous sound, letter with stop the sound. They found that they are three groups. One group, the sound is continuous. One group, the sound stopped. And they found a third group in between. The sound continue for a little bit, and then it doesn't like continue as fluent as the first one. So let's see what we have. First of all, we are talking about the quality or the characteristic with opposite. That means the letters either have this sifa or characteristic or have the opposite. So always we divide the alphabet. Excuse me. So always we divide the alphabet into two groups. So either with this characteristic or with the opposite characteristic. Either with hams or with jahr. Either with shidda or rakhawa. Either with itbaq or infitah. We will talk about those sifat in the coming classes, inshallah. Right. So let's see what is the definition of the shidda and rakhawa. As I mentioned before, in the last class we talked about dividing the letters according to the continuation and the stoppage of the breath upon pronouncing a letter. Today we will talk about dividing the letters according to the continuation and the stoppage of the sound upon pronouncing a letter. So last class about the continuation of the breath, today is the continuation of the sound. Okay. As I mentioned, we divided the letters into three groups this time. One we call it shidda, one we call it rakhawa, and the third one is in between, or tawassut. Okay. So let's have the definition of the strength or the shidda. The shidda means strength. So the letter has strength. It's a strong letter. The shidda is the imprisonment of the letter of the sound, of the imprisonment of the running of the sound upon pronunciation of the letter due to complete reliance on the articulation point. So the letter depend on the articulation point, and the sound is stopped. The sound is not continuous. So when we pronounce the letter, the sound doesn't continue, stopped. Like what? We have those letters of the shidda. There are eight letters, and they are combined in three words: ajidu, qit, bakat. It's like I found a cat who is crying. That's the meaning in Arabic, but it doesn't mean it has nothing to do with shidda. But they combine the letters in three words, which can make meaning so you can remember it. If it's difficult for you to memorize ajidu qit bakat, you can just memorize the letters. Hamza, Jim, Dal, Qaf, Ta, Ba, Kaf, Ta. So let's practice. How is the sound stopped when we pronounce those letters? Let's see. I will say the letter and please repeat after me. I. 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 So the I, the sound stopped. It's not like continuous. This is the quality of the letter, the type of the letter. The ij. 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 We don't say ij. This is wrong. Ij, there is continuous of sound. But ij, there is a stop of the sound. So this is the fruit we get when we learn ash-shidda and al-rakhawa. That is the thing we get. We don't pronounce the letter M like wrongly. We pronounce the letter correctly. Why? Because we know that the jim has shidda. So it doesn't, the letter, the sound is not continuous. So we don't say ij like ish. No, we say ij. Ij. Al-hajj. Al-hajj. We don't say al-hajj. Like we have this issue even in the Arabic native speaker. Like Lebanese, they say for the jim, they make it rakhawa. They continue with the sound. They may call ya hajj, ya hajj. That's wrong. They have to say hajj. So a jim, the letter of jim has shidda. The sound doesn't continue. We have to stop the sound. Okay, let's continue. Id. 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 So the id as well can't continue the sound. The sound is stopped. So that's why we call the dal is one of the shidda letters. Iqqa. 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 Okay. Iqqa. 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 Ib. 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 Ik. 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 It. 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 So you see all those letters, the sound is not continuous. But if we talk about the if or is or if or ih or ish or ich or in or ill, we have continuous of the letter. But however, it's not all the same. Like the ill and in is not continuous like the is. So we still need to divide the rest of the letters into two groups. One has continuous forever, like the is. You can continuous for 5 minutes. It depends on how strong you, like, how long is your breath. But with the in, you can't continue forever. So that's why we need to divide the letters into three groups. One, the sound stopped quickly. One, the sound is like continue for a while. And one, the sound continue in between. Okay? So, we call the letters which has the sound stopped, we call it shidda. And the letter of them are 8 letters, ajid, qit, bakat. Let's see the rest of the letters. But before we go, we need to, if you have a look at those letters, ajid, qit, bakat, you will find that all of them are from the letters of Jahu, which mean the breath is not continuous, except for two letters, which is Al-Kaf and Al-Ta. Al-Kaf and Al-Ta are from the Hams letter, which mean you have some breath from it. When we learn the Kaf and Ta, we say, how do we say it? We say ik and it. So the ik and it, if you put your hand, you will find there is breath. That's why we classified the Kaf and Ta among the Hams letters. Okay? Now why we classify the Kaf and Ta among the Shidda letters? Because the sound stopped. So there was two different issues. If the sound stopped, we call it Shidda. If the breath stopped, we call it Jahu. Okay? So some of the letters have the two qualities, Jahu and Shidda. And some of the letters have Hams and Rakhawa. If the letter has continuous of sound and continuous of breath, we that's mean it has Hams and no. If it has continuous of breath and sound, that's mean it has Hams and Rakhawa. If it has continuous of breath and sound, that's mean it has Hams and Rakhawa. If it doesn't have continuous of sound and it doesn't have continuous of breath, we call it it has Shidda and Jahr. If it has continuous of breath but stop of sound, what we call it? Continuous of breath, that mean Hams. And stop of the sound, Shidda. If it has a stop of the breath and continuous of the sound, we call it what? Jahir and no, Jahir and Shidda. Okay? Jahir and Shidda, like what? Azal, for example. Okay? Okay. Let's go back to those letters. So if we notice those letters, Ajid, Qit, Bakat, we find all of them among the Jahu letters, except the Kaf and the Ta. So حثه شخص فسكت has كاف and تاء. I think we need to swap here. Am I ready?
You will be. You should be now.
Now?
I think so.
Okay. Is that clear? So those are the letters of Al-Hams. Okay? حَثَّهُ شَخْصٌ فَسَكَتْ. This is كَاف. It should be alright. And then we have the أَجِدُ قِطْ بكت. Okay. So those Hams and those Shidda. So the Hams against it is Al-Jahr. With Shidda against it, Rakhawa. Okay, So for those for the hams, for the hams we have hathahu shakhsun fasakat. For the shidda we have ajidu fit bakat. Where are the two common letters? Only the kaf and ta. Only the kaf and ta. Indeed, let me just use. Okay, only the kaf and ta are from the letters of hams and shidda. So how can we apply shidda and hams on the same letters? Okay, let's think about it. What is hams? Hams is the continuous of the breath. And what is shidda?
Stoppage of sound.
The stoppage of the sound. Let's pronounce the kaf and ta. Ik. Ik. It.
It.
It. Now, is the sound continuous with those two letters or not? It's not. You find that we pronounce the letter and the sound is stopped. So that's exactly, so we all agree that kaf and ta are among the shidda letters. It's not like is. It's not like is. Ik and it are from shidda letters because the sound is stopped. Okay, so how come they are from the hams letter? Is their breath come out of the mouth while we pronounce them? Let's try. Ik. So everybody put his hand. Ik. It. Ik. It. Did you feel the air comes out from your mouth? Okay, so we now all agree that kaf and ta are from hams letter. And that's are the only two letters have shidda and hams. So usually the letters with shidda have jahr. And the letter with the rakhawa has hams. But the opposite apply. The opposite apply. Al-kaf and ta have shidda. And they have hams. And we have some letter with jahr and rakhawa like azza wal dhal. Like iz. When you say iz, the sound is continuous. But there is no breath. Okay? So we have some letters. The sound is continuous. And the breath is not. And we have the opposite. The breath is continuous and the sound is not. Example of the breath continuous and the sound stopped is al-kaf and ta. And we have an example of the continuous of the sound but the stoppage of the breath like is and iz. The sound is continuous but the breath is not. Okay? So what we need to do to know now that all the shidda letters are from the jahr letters as well, except al-kaf and ta. Al-kaf and ta are from al-hams. Okay, we need to swap again. We need to know that with the kaf and the ta, the shidda and hams are applicable in order. So first of all, we apply the shidda and then we apply the hams. How do we do that? We first pronounce the letter, so the sound is stopped, and then the breath released. And that gives the sound of the letter. So let's presume that the kaf and ta doesn't have hams. You won't distinguish those two letters. If we say ik, what is this letter I pronounce? Maybe someone will say ik, wallah, it, wallah, id. I don't know. But when we say ik, then the air can distinguish this letter. Why? From the breath has been released after the stoppage of the sound. Okay? So the shidda with the letter make the sound doesn't be recognized. So the Arab make a solution for each letter of those letter. For the kaf and ta, they make the solution by making hams, by releasing some of the breath, and so the air can distinguish them. And they make a solution for qutba jad, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 letters, by making qalqala, and we will talk about the qalqala later. So the qalqala for those letters make the sound of the letter be recognized by the air. And they make a solution for the hamza by التحقيق, الإمالة, الحذف, إلى آخر, etc. So they make solution for each letter of the shidda. Because the letter is, the sound is stopped, suddenly the ear may not be able to recognize the sound of the letter. So they make solution for the kaf and ta by hams, and qutba jad by qalqala, and alhamza by tahqiq or imala, etc. So they manage to make a solution for each letter of those letters who the sound is stopped. Okay? But we don't have this issue with التوسط and الرخاوة, the opposite, the one I will talk about in a minute. Because those letters, the sound is continuous, so the ear can recognize the sound easily. When I say it's very clear. But when I say iq without qalqala, maybe nobody know. If I say iq, you may not find any difference between the first one and the second one. But when I say iq, I make a qalqala, then the sound is recognized. We will talk about the qalqala, inshallah, in the coming classes. Okay, so the shidda and hams, we apply it in order. We stop the sound and then we apply some hams. We release some breath. Releasing the breath after the stoppage of the sound make the characteristic of this letter, make the letter being distinguished. And for the other letters, like iq, it, ib, you may notice that when we say iq, after we stop the sound, we release some of the sound in order the letter to be distinguished. If I say iq, the letter is not distinguished. But if I say iq, so the sound has, after it present or stopped, it been released a little bit, in order for the air to be able to distinguish, or to listen, or to understand. So for the letter have shidda and hams, the release of the breath after the imprisonment of the sound will identify the letter. But for the letter which have shidda and jahr, the sound will be released after it was imprisoned in order to identify the letter. With the kaf and ta, we say ik, and we release some breath. For the qaf, those letters which have shidda and jahr, we release the sound a little bit after the imprisonment of the sound. We say iq, iq, ib, ij, id, I. So those release of the sound after the imprisonment will identify the letter. And as we mentioned, the Arab make qalqala, make the letter vibrated. So it's even more clear and more obvious to the ear to distinguish. Okay, let's talk about in between, التوسط. التوسط or in between is the letter between the strings and the softness, which is الرخاوة. We haven't talked about Wahhawi yet, but we'll talk about it in a minute, inshallah. So the ladder is in Tawassut, is partially imprisoned and partially running upon pronunciation of the ladder. So the sound is not blocked and the sound is not released smoothly. It's in between. Those letters are combined. There are five letters for the in between, and it has been combined by Lin Umar. Al-Lam, Wal-Noon, Wal-Ayn, Wal-Mim, Wal-Ra. Let's practice those letters. Il,
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 In,
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 Ia,
Ia,
Ia, Im,
Im,
Il,
Il,
Il. So as you see, those letters, you can't continue with the sound forever, and you can't block the sound quickly. The sound is run, but not for a while. So that's why we call it in between. It's not like the iq, and it's not like the is or ish. It's in between. Okay, so we have ajidu qit bakat, and we have lin Umar, and then we have the rest with a rakhawa. Rakhawa, or the softness, is the running of the sound upon pronouncing of the ladder due to the weakness in reliance on the articulation point. So the articulation point is not strong enough to block the sound. The sound is smoothly continuous, like is, like is, or ish, or if, or eh, etc. The quality of the rakhawa are found in the rest of the 15 ladders. So after you remove ajidu qit bakat and you remove lin Umar, we have how many letters left? 15. So all other letters are from agrakhawa. And now let's start practicing. So can we have the Sheikh Al-Husari? We listen for 5 minutes. And then inshallah we will start practicing. We will try to allocate more time for practicing. It's a practical course. And we need you, by the end of the course, all your reading are perfect according to as-sifat and according to the makharij. And we will talk about ahkam al-noon wal-meem sakina, and we will talk about al-mudud. So inshallah by the end of the course, your reading will definitely be totally different, inshallah.
I accidentally shut
that,
sorry. I missed.
Okay. So it's okay. We can start practicing by the time you're ready. So we have Surat At-Talaq today, is that right?
Yeah, three Surat
At-Talaq, At-Tahrim, and?
Al-Mulk.
Al-Mulk?
Yep.
MashaAllah. So we have plenty to practice. Okay. Right, who wants to start? Are you ready? If you are ready, I prefer to listen to the Sheikh. And when we listen to the Shaykh, we want to see how he pronounced the letter, how he applied the hams and the shidda and the rakhawa to the letters, so we can copy his recitation, and our recitation will become like better and better. Okay, can we go to the beginning of the surah again, please? I will read just like a couple of ayat and then we will go home, inshallah. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Do you want to repeat after me?
Yes.
Okay. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
يا أيها النبي لم تحرم ما أحل الله لك؟
يا أيها النبي لم تحرم ما أحل الله لك؟
تبتغي مرضات أزواجك. والله غفور رحيم.
والله غفور رحيم.
قد فرض الله لكم تحلة أيمانكم.
قد فرض الله لكم تحلة أيمانكم.
والله مولاكم وهو العليم الحكيم.
والله مولاكم
وَإِذْ أَسَرَّ النَّبِيُّ إِلَى بَعْضِ أَزْوَاجِهِ حَدِيثًا
وَإِذْ أَسَرَّ النَّبِيُّ إِلَى بَعْضِ أَزْوَاجِهِ حَدِيثًا
فَلَمَّا نَبَّأَتْ بِهِ وَأَظْهَرَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ عَرَّفَ بَعْضَهُ وَأَعْرَضَ عَن بَعْضٍ فلما نبأها به قالت من أنبأك هذا قال نبأني العليم الخبير إن تتوبا إلى الله فقد صغت قلوبكما وإن تظاهرا عليه فإن الله هو مولاه وجبريل وصالح المؤمنين والملائكة بعد ذلك ظهير
والملائكة بعد ذلك ظهير
عسى ربه إن طلقكن أن يبدله أزواجا خيرا منكن أزواجا خيرا منكن مسلمات مؤمنات قانتات تائبات
أزواجا خيرا منكن مسلمات مؤمنات قانتات
تائبات عابدات سائحات
تائبات عابدات سائحات
سائحات ثيبات وأبكارا
سائحات
يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا نارا وقودها الناس والحجارة عليها ملائكة غلاظ شداد لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون يا أيها الذين كفروا لا تعتذروا اليوم إنما تجزون ما كنتم تعملون
إنما تجزون ما كنتم تعملون
Inshallah we will stop here and next class we'll practice with Al-Mulk Inshallah and we'll have Tafkhim and Taqiq. That's next class will be a very important class. And that is one of the most important lecture. So please, everybody attend. And if someone has any question, otherwise we will just conclude. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Jazakumullahu khairan wa barakallahu fikum.